Afternoon.
晚中午安.
I know the afternoon sessions can be a bit hard.
我知道这下午的聚会是比较困难的.
We can be a bit tired.
我们会比较疲倦.
But I believe the Holy Spirit can quicken us.
但我相信圣灵能够使我们重新得力.
He can open to us His marvelous word.
他能够向我们启示神奇妙的话语.
And as we prayed before the meeting, He can show us the treasures in His Word.
在我们聚会以前祷告说，但愿神能够把他话语中的宝贝向我们启示出来。
So we thank the Lord for bringing us together again.
我们感谢神把我们再一次带在一起。
And we look forward to what He wants to say to us in His Word.
我们在等候主向我们所说的话。
I'll ask you again to turn with me to Romans chapter 8.
我邀请你们和我一同翻到罗马书第八章。
These are those glorious last nine closing verses in Romans 8.
在罗马书第八章里面的最后九节经文。
Let's consider these as we read them.
让我们一边读一边思想。
What shall we then say to these things, if God be for us, who against us?
即使这样,还有什么说的呢? 神若帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢?
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子,为我们众人舍了, 岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗?
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢? 有神称他们为义了。
Who is it that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has also been raised up, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢? 有基督耶稣已经死了, 而且从死里复活, 现今在神的右边,
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢? 难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是赤身肉体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗?
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter.
如经上所记,我们为你的缘故终日被杀,人看我们如长宰的羊。
But in all these things we more than conquer through him that loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主,在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come.
因为我深信,无论是死,是生,是天使,是掌权的,是有能的,是现在的事,是将来的事。
Nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的,是低处的,是别的受造之物,都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝,爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
And I would like to just reread verses 33 and 34 that we're concerned with this afternoon.
我们再来读33跟34两节,因为这是我们今天下午所要交通的经文。
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢? 有神称他们为义了。
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has also been raised up. Who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us?
谁能定他们的罪呢? 有基督耶稣已经死了,而且从死里复活,现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。Let's
have another word of prayer.
让我们一同再祷告。Lord,
we're so thankful we can come together in your presence.
我们能够来到你的同在中来感激你。
Lord, we're asking for your blessing upon our gathering this afternoon.
我们求你能够施下祝福。
We're asking above everything else that you would be exalted.
我们祈求乃是你能够被高举。
We're asking that the Holy Spirit would again illuminate our matchless Christ to us.
我们祈求圣灵能够把无比的基督向我们启示。
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
主啊, 你知道我们的软弱。
We pray the Spirit would quicken even our mortal body.
我们祷告圣灵能够使我们将死的身体叫它活过来。
We pray that spirit, soul, and body we will be made alive this afternoon.
我们祷告使我们的灵魂体都能够再一次活过来。
And we pray that your word would reach deeply into our spirit.
我们祷告使你的灵能够在我们心的深处。
Lord, we tell you, as we always do, you alone have the words of eternal life.
我们能够再一次向你承认，只有你有永生的话。
Unless you speak,
除非你向我们说话,
unless you reveal,
除非你来启示我们,
unless you open your word,
除非你把你的话语解开,
our time will be of little value.
我们在一起的时间就是无用的。
But when you speak,
当你说话的时候,
when you anoint your word,
当你来触摸你自己的话,
then you do your work in us.
然后你的 侍奉你的工作才能在我们的里面运行。
So we ask that today, in the name of Jesus, you do your work.
我们靠着耶稣基督的名，祈求你在我们里面运行工作。
We ask in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, again, good afternoon.
午安，弟兄姊妹们。
Last night, you know, we began this series on the ending part of Romans 8.
昨天晚上我们开始提到这个第八章的结尾。
We related this to a court case, I think maybe some of you will remember.
我们昨天把这段经文呢，比作成在法院里面的案子。
We said this is the concluding part of the first section of Romans 8.
我们说到 这一段呢，正好是罗马书第一段的结尾。
And in this part of Romans 8,
在罗马书这一段第八章的这一段里，
God sums up all of his thoughts on what went before.
神呢，在这里呢，把在前面所讲的一切做了一个结论。
And to me, I have called this the divine closing argument.
所以我把它叫做神呢，像在法庭里面做的结论一样。
Here is God's case for the gospel.
神在这里乃是把福音当作这个案子来呈现在我们面前。
Just like in a case of law, it begins with an opening statement.
就像是在法院的案子，开始是有一个开场白。
We read in Romans 1 verse 1 that God's glad tidings concerning His Son.
我们在这个罗马书第一章里面说到神的福音的，这福音是论到他的儿子。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay attention to that verse.
我希望弟兄姊妹们能够注意到这段经文。
Because everything about God is concerning His Son.
我们知道关于神的一切的事都是论到他的儿子。
This is the opening statement of the trial.
我们知道这是像在法院里面案子里面的所有的开场白。
This is the point the Holy Spirit emphasizes.
在圣灵在这里向我们强调。
In other words, what the Holy Spirit is saying is this.
换句话说，圣灵向我们所说的是这样的。
If I have anything to reveal to you,
如果我想你们要启示任何事,
if I have anything to give to you,
如果我想要赐给你们任何事,
if I have anything to make known to you,
如果我想叫你们明白什么事,
it's always concerning my Son.
一直所有的一切都在乎他的儿子，我的儿子。
So this is the opening statement. This is the greatest case ever made for the gospel. I think there's hardly like anything in the scripture, hardly anything in the scripture like Romans.
在圣经里面, 没有一本书像罗马书一样,
if you want to know what the good news is,
如果想要知道什么是好消息,
if you want to know what the glad tidings is,
你们如果想要知道大好的消息福音,
if you want to know what the gospel of God is,
你如果想要知道神的福音是什么,
then you have to know what's in the book of Romans.
那么你必须要知道罗马书里面所呈现给我们的,
it's a masterpiece like anywhere else in Scripture, like nowhere else in Scripture.
就是在圣经里面的杰作是圣经其他地方不能找到的。
It seems to me that we see something brilliant in this book.
在这本书里面我们看到高绝的地方。
This gospel is detailed in brilliant light and in the most glorious hues.
我们在这个福音书里面看到神最终的荣耀。
And then we have the rest of chapter 1 through chapter 8.
我们看到从第一章到第八章。
That's the divine case for the gospel that's presented.
那是神对福音在法院里面所呈现的案子。
It's all the evidence that's presented.
神把那个福音的证据呈现在我们面前。
We see the awful condition of man.
我们看到人所堕落的光景。
But yet we see a God who is for us.
但是我们也看到神是帮助我们的。
We see the awful condition of the human race.
我们看到人真实落在可悲的光景里。
We see so many problems in those chapters 1 through 8.
我们从第一章到第八章看到人所面临的许多的难处。
As we talked about, we saw God's great dilemmas.
我们提到昨天晚上神所面临的难题。
There was the dilemma of sin.
我们看到神要面临人犯罪的难题。
And to take care of that dilemma of sins, he gave his only son to die on the cross.
为了解决那个难题呢, 神把他的独生儿子赐给我们, 叫他死在十字架上。
The substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus erased the dilemma of sin.
神在那里, 神的儿子在那里为我们死, 神能够解决
And then we saw the dilemma of sin.
我们也看到神所面临的罪性的难处。
If you read Romans carefully, you begin to understand it changes from sins in the plural to sin in the singular.
你们如果读罗马书的话，你们看到罪恶呢，从多数的罪行变成单数的罪性。
Because what the Holy Spirit is trying to do is let us know something. It's not only the problem with what we do. It's the problem of what we are. It's not only our actions.
不但是在我们的行为上,
it's our nature. So God overcomes this dilemma of sin.
来这里解决了我们的这两样难处。
When we are included in the Lord's death,
当我们的主死的时候, 祂是把我们都包括在里面。
When Christ was crucified, you were crucified.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候, 你也在祂里面被钉十字架。
When Christ was buried, you were buried.
当主耶稣被埋葬的时候, 你也是在耶稣基督里面被埋葬。
When Christ was raised from the dead, you were raised from the dead.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候呢, 我们也在他里面与他一同复活。
The sin factory was put out of business.
那个专门制造罪恶的工厂呢, 现在呢, 关门了。
And therefore we no longer need to serve sin.
所以呢,我们就脱离了罪,不再服侍罪了。
And then we saw this issue of self.
我们也看到另外一个难题,就是我们自己的老我。
How enormous is this issue of self?
我们这个老我,我们的自己所为我们带来的难处是何等大呀?
Do you realize that the issue of self was the ruin of all creation?
你知道我们的自己乃是整个创造宇宙的败坏的最重要的原因。
Satan said, I, I, I.
撒旦就在那边罪恶称呼我。
Satan said, I will be like the Most High.
撒旦说我要像至高者。
He saw his beauty.
他看到他的美丽。
He saw how gifted he was.
他看到他自己的恩赐。
He saw he was the covering cherub, the most beautiful of creation.
他看到他自己被造成那么样的美丽，是烟火这个圣殿的基督伯。
And as we say, it went right to his head.
我们说他在他的脑海里面呢，这样思想。
So God realizes this dilemma.
是神知道我们人所面临的这个难处。
He deals with self.
所以神就来解决这个我们的自己。
Thank God this doesn't stop God.
我们感谢神，因为他不止于神自己。
Thank God he doesn't give up and say, what will I do with them? They love themselves.
神没有放弃我们，神没有说，哎，这些人太爱他们自己了。
We read about the agony of Paul in Romans 7.
我们在罗马书第七章里面看到保罗所有的挣扎。
And at the end of Romans 7, we read about the glorious deliverance of the apostle Paul.
在第七章的最后呢，我们发现。
Who shall deliver me from this body of death?
他谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
Did you realize your body is a body of death?
你们知道你们的身体自己是取死的身体吗?
That's what self is.
这是我们自己的这个原型。
And he said, I thank my God through Jesus Christ.
他说的感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Well, that's part of this glorious divine case.
这是这个神所呈现在我们面前的证据的一部分。
How God overcame every obstacle.
我们看到神怎样解决我们所面临的各样的难处。
And then not only that, the unthinkable happens.
还有一件我们不可思议的事情发生了。
With the ruin of creation, you think it would be enough to be justified and be saved.
我们看到这个整个被破坏的宇宙呢，被拯救了出来，被解放了出来。But
Romans 8 tells us he calls us into his very purpose.
罗马书第八章呢，反而又更一步的告诉我们，神召我们来是照着他的目的来召我们。And
that would be enough if you thought about it.
你们想想看，难道这已经足够了吗？
But the Holy Spirit expresses the unthinkable.
圣灵在那边启示我们。
He said it's God's purpose to conform us to the very image of His Son.
他告诉我们，神的目的是要我们把我们磨成神儿子的模样。
That He would be the firstborn of all creation.
是他的儿子在许多兄弟中做长子。
This is what we looked at last night.
这是我们昨天晚上所看到的一些经文。
And then we come to these glorious 9 verses.
然后我们再回到这个最后这个九段非常荣耀的经文。This
is the most powerful and persuasive closing argument ever committed to pen.
我们知道这九节经文呢是最有能力的、最伟大的在法庭里面所做的结论。Ironside
said it was the triumph of grace.
我们知道这里就是。 恩典得胜的呼喊。
Another said it was a triumph over every actual and conceivable enemy.
有些人说这里是呢，向着所能够想到的敌人所有得胜的呼吁。
So last night we looked at God is for us.
所以昨天晚上我们读到过神是帮助我们的。
How tremendous that is.
我们看到这是何等伟大的宣言。
We looked at that verse. What shall we then say to these things?
我们看到说这里这样子开始的，即使这样，还有什么说的呢？
We looked at the ultimate assurance.
我们也看到这个最伟大的确据。
If God be for us, who against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
It's not a question in the sense that it's questionable.
这不是一个激发你更多问题的一个问题。It's
a statement of fact.
这乃是来表明一个真理。It
would be better written if it said, since God is for us.
这个可以这样说，既然神帮助我们。
And then we see how because God is for us,
因为神帮助我们,
he who has no enemies is equal.
神没有和他对等的敌人,
we read those glorious words, who against us?
发出荣光的这个经文来说到谁能抵挡我们呢?
And then finally we looked at the unspeakable gift.
然后我们最后也看到就是说不尽的恩赐.
We read how God gave to us His only Son.
我们看到神把他的独生子赐给我们.
It's more emphatic than that.
这个呢，是比这个更 讲究的,
it says, he who yea has not spared his only son.
他这样子告诉我们说, 他既不爱惜自己的儿子, 为我们众人舍了,
how shall he not with him give us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you know this?
弟兄姊妹们,
do you know that when the Father gave Christ his only son?
当父神把 他的独生儿子基督赐给我们的时候,
do you know that he gave everything when he gave his only begotten son?
当他把他的独生儿子赐给我们的时候, 他乃是把万物一同白白赐给我们吗?
Sometimes we think he just gave eternal life.
有时候我们只把他想着说是永远的生命,
that would be tremendous.
这个永远生命本身是一个非常伟大的,
sometimes we think he gave forgiveness.
有时候我们只想到说他给我们这个赦免,
and justification,
还有诚意,
but he gave everything.
但是神经里面告诉我们说把万物和他一同白白赐给我们,
this is God for us.
这是所有所说的神若帮助我们, 他的帮助.
Now, this afternoon we want to look at the next two verses.
今天下午呢我们来读另外两节经文。
Not only is God for us,
不但是神帮助我们,
but in verse 33 and 34, we read something tremendous.
在33跟34节里面, 我们又读到一些非常惊奇的经文。
This same God that is for us,
这位帮助我们的神,
this same God that is for us,
这位帮助我们的神,
he defends us.
他也在来保护我们,
he is our defender.
他是我们的护卫者.
So brothers and sisters, we need to see this if we're going to live a victorious Christian life.
所以我们必须要看到这一点，使我们能够过一个得胜的生活.
It's not your strength.
这不是靠我们自己的力量,
it's not your power,
不是靠我们自己的能力,
it's not your defending the gospel,
不是靠我们自己对于这个福音的辩护.
This great conclusion that the Apostle Paul came to and stated was this,
保罗所做的结论乃是这样,
God is for us,
神帮助我们,
but not only is God for us,
不但是神帮助我们,
but God defends us,
并且神为我们辩护.
Isn't that tremendous?
你们想到这是何等伟大的?
Brothers and sisters, I think this is the most tremendous thing.
我觉得这是一个非常不可思议的事.
So we'll look at three things.
我们来这段经文里面来看三件事.
The first thing these verses deal with is the accusation.
我们第一件事我们看到是这控告.
How tremendous is the accusation against man?
我们看到这个 对于神拣选的人所有的控告是何等的大.
But thank God it's not just the accusation.
我们感谢神这里说到的不管是对我们的控告.
When you look at this, you realize he gives the answer.
我们如果读到这段经文的时候，我们看到他其实有一个答案的.
And not only do you see the answer,
不但是我们看到神给我们答案,
when you look at this great closing argument, you see God himself is our advocate.
你如果读这段经文的时候，你知道神自己是我们为我们辩护的人.
How tremendous!
这是何等伟大的！
What a glorious fullness is in these nine verses!
这九节经文里面告诉我们是何等伟大、何等难测的事.
So let's begin to look at the accusation.
所以，让我们读来思想这控告.
Here's how the verse begins.
这是经文这样开始的。
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
这边说到说, 谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
It's absolutely clear when we come to these two verses, the issue is accusation.
当我们读到这段经文的时候,
who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
But here's the problem.
I mean,
many of us read that phrase, God's elect, and we begin to stumble.
有很多人读到这神所拣选的人呢，我们就开始有点怀疑。
We think surely it can't be talking about me as God's elect.
我们说，哎呀，他这边所说的拣选的人，一定不是指我说的。
Maybe it's talking about Douglas.
可能是说到是
Doug.
Doug. Okay, 是我们的刘弟兄。 他可能是说到我们的刘弟兄。
Maybe it's talking about Brother Huang.
可能是说到黄弟兄。
Maybe it's talking about Joe.
可能说到韩弟兄。
But he can't be talking about Kenny.
但是呢，这个不太可能说到我。
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
What does this mean?
这到底是指着怎么说的呢?
I heard a beautiful quote.
我听到一个非常好的经文。
Listen to this quote.
请你听这个引言。
The elect are whosoever will.
被拣选的什么意思呢？乃是 那些所有愿意的人,
the non-elect are whosoever won't.
不被拣选的乃是那些不愿意被拣选的人。
You get the point?
你知道这个意思吗? 重点吗?
Every believer is included in the elect.
所有信主的人都包括在被拣选的人的里面。
Whosoever will believe in the Lord Jesus.
谁愿意相信主耶稣?
These are God's elect. And whosoever will not believe in the Lord Jesus,
谁不愿意相信主耶稣,
these are not God's elect. You know, a lot of people think about the verse in Matthew 24, verse 20. Maybe we'll look at it.
24章的第20节,
verse 24, pardon me. This is the Lord Jesus speaking about the end days.
主耶稣说到这个末世的时候,
it says, for there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall give great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.
所以马太福音第24章24节，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。 倘若能行，连选民也都迷惑了。前面想到连拣选的民也迷惑了。Even
the elect, who are the elect?
甚至连选民也迷惑了。那么谁是这些选民呢?
Thank God, it's those who respond to this triumphant grace.
感谢神，这是那愿意来接受神所这个给我们的得胜的恩典。
Thank God, it includes you and me.
它包括你和我。
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
This is the elect. Revelation 22 verse 17.
我们看到那个启示录第22章里面说的就是得胜的人。
And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
凡乐意的就能够来取生命的水喝。
Have you taken of the water of life freely?
你来饮用这个生命的水吗? 你乐意来饮用吗?
Then we're the elect.
那么你就是被拣选的人。
And what this assurance is no one can bring an accusation that will stand against God's elect.
就乃是说到 没有一个控告能够在神所拣选的人面前站立得住的。We
saw last night that God is for us.
我们昨天晚上分享到神帮助我们。But
here we see how God begins to defend us.
我们那边是看到神在为我们辩护今天。We
are objects of extreme and great accusation as believers.
那我们做信徒的人呢, The
enemy is always accusing us.
我们知道神的仇敌啊, 是一直在控告我们。
You know, I made this whole message series kind of parallel to a court case.
我们知道我把这个信息呢, 把它比成一个在法庭里面所呈现的案子。
There are only two kinds of legal systems.
在这个法庭里面只有两套系统。
There is the inquisitorial system.
这有一个是叫做 inquisitory这个系统。
I figured that would be hard to translate.
我知道这是非常难翻译的。
It's when the court is actively involved investigating the facts of the case.
那是说法庭呢直接的来参与这个发现事实真相的。
That's not our system.
那么美国的系统呢不是这样的系统。
There is the adversarial system.
那么还有一种是 Adversaries. Adversary. Okay, adversary. 是另外一种, 系统。
That. What did he say?
Very wisely. Translated.
Very wisely translated. It's the adversarial system.
是另外一种系统呢?
This is when the role of the court is primarily an impartial referee.
所以在这个系统里面呢, 这个法庭呢, 只不过是一个仲裁者。
Between the prosecution and the defense.
在一个, 原告跟被告之间,
but brothers and sisters, we live in an adversarial system.
所以我们就在这个仲裁法庭的系统里。
We have an adversary.
我们有一位这个, 原告,
that's why the Apostle Paul said, who will bring an accusation against God's elect? Yet here is the glorious difference in the Word of God.
在神的话语里面,
our God is not an impartial referee.
我们的神在这里不是做一个,
our God is not indifferent.
我们的神并不在这里什么都不, 不管。
We already said last night, our God is for us.
我们在这边知道, 昨天晚上我们说的, 神帮助我们。
And even greater today, what we consider is God actually defends us.
今天我就交通到说, 神是我们的辩护者。
So the righteous judge,
所以这位这个公义的神, 审判官,
the judge of heaven,
天地的, 主宰,
the one who sits upon the eternal throne,
在永世的宝座上审判我们的神,
he is your defender.
他也是我们的辩护者。
Think about that. Could anything be more tremendous than that?
你们可以想到比这个更奇妙、更伟大的事吗?
You know, brothers and sisters, a good accuser can sink you in a court case.
你知道一个 非常聪明的原告的辩护律师呢，会把你啊在那法庭里面 打垮。
I've been in court cases.
我在这个法庭里面遇到这种的案子。
I've expert witnessed in court cases.
我在这个法庭里面做过这个见证人。
And you know, today in our legal system, a lot of it is who has the best expert witness.
你知道这个在现在的法庭里面，看你是不是有这个 最好的辩护律师。
But think about the expert witness that is against us.
你想想看，那个最好最棒的律师，其实是 在我们的敌对的原告那边。
It is Satan himself.
这是撒旦自己。
You know, we start to tremble and think our case is lost.
那我们想到说，哎呀，这样就撒旦在他对方，那么我们一定是输了这个官司。
Now you may be able to stand up against the accusation of man.
我们可能可以这个在人的控告底下还能站立得住。
You may even be able to stand up against the accusations of your brothers and sisters.
可能在弟兄姊妹的所带来的控告呢，你可能还能站立得住。
But you think, can I stand up against the accusation of Satan himself?
但是你能觉得说你能够胜过撒旦魔鬼所带给你的控告吗？
Listen to Revelation 12, verse 10.
请你们读到这个, 启示录第十二章的第十节。
And I heard a great voice in the heavens saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说, 我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。As
Christians, we have this relentless accuser.
我们做基督徒呢,在神面前有一个昼夜控告我们的。Not
just once in a while are we accused of the enemy.
我们不是偶尔的被他控告。
It says he stands before God and accuses us day and night.
这里告诉我们, 他站在神面前的, 昼夜的控告我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
我不晓得你会怎么样。
But I wish the enemy would take some time off.
我希望是我的, 控告我的人能够休息一下。
Maybe a little vacation would be in order.
或者说他能够去度假一下。
But he accuses us day and night.
但他在那里呢, 昼夜控告我们,
this vile expert witness seeking to undo us.
这位这个可恶的这个最棒的这个辩护师呢, 在控告我们。
It seems like an impossible situation.
所以在我们这个, 案子来讲, 官司来讲, 我们是没有希望的。
Even in a court case, they take recesses.
我们在法庭里面, 开审的时候, 也有这个中间, 有休息的时候。
But the enemy never takes a recess.
但是控告我们的撒旦呢，从从来不休息的。It
seems we're sunk.
这好像是我们感觉我们没有希望了。And
brothers and sisters, we would be sunk.
弟兄姊妹们，其实我们确实是没有希望。If
God Himself were not our defender.
假如神他自己不是辩护我们的律师。This
is the good news of the closing argument.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,这是保罗在这边做的结论的一个大好的消息。
Not only is the enemy against us,
不但是我们有一个敌对的, 来控告我们,
but the world is against us.
整个世界也在控告我们。
Look at John 15.
我们来读这个, 约翰福音第15章,
18 and 19.
第15章的第18节跟19节,
If the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you.
世人若恨你们, 你们知道恨你们以先, 已经恨我了。
If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, on account of this, the world hates you.
你们若属世界, 世界必爱属自己的。 只因你们不属世界,乃是我从世界中拣选了你们,所以世界就恨你们。
Not only is the enemy against us,
不但是我们有敌对的撒旦来,
the world is against us.
这个世界也来敌对,向我们,
and not only is the world against us,
不但是这个世界来恨我们,
but the flesh is against us.
而且我们自己的肉体呢,
也敌对我们。 I like the way one brother put it.
有个弟兄这样说,
He said the flesh is the worst of them all.
他说到肉体是最坏的。
To me, this is the unholy trinity, our accusers.
我们看到这个是上位一体的邪恶的上位一体。
We have Satan himself.
我们看到撒旦自己。
We have the world.
我们看到世界。
And we have the flesh.
我们也看到肉体。
It seems like it's insurmountable foes.
我们看到就好像是没有办法胜过他们的敌人。
And then we read these words of comfort.
但在这中间呢, 我们读到这个领我们的安慰的话。
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢?
We despair at first.
我们先感到失望。
We think the odds are too against us.
我们看到说我们胜过那个胜算太少了,
but we don't realize who is for us.
但是我们忘记了谁来帮助我们。
Look at Zechariah in the Old Testament.
我们来读一下那个, 撒加利亚, 旧约的撒加利亚,
Chapter 3.
第三章。
I was looking at Zephaniah. Pardon me, I can't read my Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章,
the beginning in verse 1.
第一节,
and he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of Jehovah, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him.
天使又指给我看大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
And listen to this in verse 2.
来，请你们注意第二节所说的话。
And Jehovah said to Satan, Jehovah rebuke thee, O Satan. Yea, Jehovah that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?
耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。 这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel.
耶稣啊，穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
And he spoke and said those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from off him. And unto him he said, See, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I have clothed thee with festival robes.
使者吩咐站在面前的说，你们要脱去他污秽的衣服，又对约书亚说，我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
And I said, Let them set a pure turban upon thy head.
我说你们要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上。
And they set the pure turban upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Jehovah stood by.
他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他的头上，给他穿上华美的衣服，耶和华的使者在旁边站立。
Here is Joshua the high priest.
你们看到这个约书亚大祭司。
Here is the one that was the best of Israel's sons. And yet Satan came against him to accuse him because of the filthy garments.
但是撒旦在他的右边呢，来与作向他作对，与他作对。
And I want you to notice this one truth about accusation.
我要你们知道控告的一些事实。
There's always ground for accusation in us as a people.
你知道，作为神的百姓呢，我们身上总是有可以受别人控告的点。The
enemy can take the smallest of ground in us.
就仇敌呢，可以用这个最小的一点。And
he can accuse us before God.
他可以把他带到神面前来控告我们。But
here is the glorious answer.
在这我们看到一个蛮有荣耀的答案。Jehovah
himself answered the accuser.
我们看到耶和华自己呢，回答那控告我们的人。
And it says, And Jehovah said to Satan, Jehovah rebuke thee.
我们看到这里耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦哪，耶和华责备你。
That is God our defender.
我们看到这里是神在里面做我们的辩护律师。
To me, this is the good news.
这对我来说是一个大好的消息。
God himself is our defender.
神自己是为我们做辩护的。
I remember when Martin Luther stood accused before the courts.
我们知道说马丁路德在这个法庭里被控告的时候。
He said, Here I stand, I cannot recant.
他说是我没有办法否定我所站立的地位。
I rest on the word of God.
我安息在神的话语上。
And then he said these profound words.
然后他又说到这个非常深奥的话。
He said, Let God see to it.
让神来做审判。
Brothers and sisters, this is the closing argument.
你知道吗? 这就是辩护说最后的结论。
We who are accused of the enemy day and night.
我们在神面前的受仇敌的昼夜的控告。
We who are hated by the world and not of the world.
我们因为不属于世界，受世界的控告。
We whose flesh often overcomes us and draws us into darkness and sin.
我们的肉体呢，常常呢胜过我们，把我们拖到罪恶的深渊里。
In the end, this is the assurance.
但到最后呢,
God himself is our defender. Now look again at our text verse in Romans 8.
那我们再读一下我们主要的经文, 也就是罗马书第八章34节。
This is the answer.
这是一个答案。
It says, it is God who justifies.
有神称为我们为义了。
Who is he that condemns?
谁能定他们罪呢?
It is Christ who has died.
有基督耶稣已经死了。
But rather has also been raised up.
而且呢, 从死里复活了。
Who is also at the right hand of God.
并且现在在神的右边。
This is the answer.
这就是答案。
Not only is God for us.
不但是神帮助我们。
Not only does he know this animosity that's against us as believers,
他不但知道我们所面对的这个敌对,
but he has the one and only answer.
神在那里有一个唯一的答案。
And the one and only answer is, it is God who justifies.
他唯一的答案是神称他们为义了。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
We do not have to face these hostilities on our own.
我们不需要这个单独的面对呢敌对我们的控告。
We do not have to fear the enemy.
我们不需要害怕我们的敌人。
We do not have to fear the world.
我们不需要害怕这个世界。
We don't even have to fear the flesh.
我们不需要害怕我们的肉体。
The supreme answer is it is God who justifies.
最奇妙的 答案是神称他们为义了。
And it says, who is he then who condemns?
然后他说是谁能定他们罪呢?
Think about it, brothers and sisters. If God justifies us, who can condemn us?
如果神称为我们为义了, 谁能够定我们罪呢?
I mean, too many believers live under a spirit of condemnation.
有很多人呢, 常常在这个活在这个, 这个定罪的灵里。
And then we read in the word that there's no longer now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus.
在圣经里面却告诉我们如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
This is the answer.
这就是答案。
Do you know that he has justified the unjust?
你知道这个他, 使那些不义的人称为义呢?
Do you know that he has remained just in justifying the unjust?
他自己显为义, 他也称那些, 信耶稣的人, 这些不义的人也为义。
That's what we read in Romans 5 last night.
这是我们在罗马书第五章所见到的, 昨天晚上。
Thank God we have the divine answer.
感谢神, 我们有从神来的回, 答案。
It is God who justifies us.
神称为我们义了。
It is God who defends us.
是神。 来在那里辩护, 为我们辩护。
Who then can condemn us?
那么谁能定我们罪呢?
Think of that wonderful story of the woman caught in adultery.
你想想看那个在一个妇人在行奸淫时候被捉拿的那个妇人。
It's in John chapter 8,
verses 3 through 11.
You remember how those came to accuse this woman caught in adultery.
你知道这个 法利赛人呢,文士呢,他们把这个妇人呢,在新营的时候捉拿,然后带到主面前。
And do you remember what this divine defender said?
你知道这位从神来的辩护师怎样说呢?
He said, he that is without sin, cast the first stone.
你们中间谁是没有罪的,可以先拿石头打他。
All of our accusers began to be silent.
那些所有控告他的人呢,都完全鸦雀无声。
I imagine they realized at that moment they were not without sin.
我想到说,他们那些人自己感觉到他们不是无罪的。
And so the Lord Jesus knelt down and he wrote on the ground again.
圣经没告诉我们,神主耶稣又弯下腰来用指头在地上画出。
And when he looked up, all of her accusers were gone.
当主耶稣抬头的时候,所有控告这妇女的人都走光了。
And he said, woman, where are thine accusers?
他就对妇人说,妇人,那些人在哪里呢? 那些控告你的在哪里呢?
And not only did he say that,
不但他说这些话,
he said, has no one condemned thee?
他又说，没有人定你的罪吗？
And listen to these powerful words.
请你们听这个蛮有权能的话语。
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
也是说，我也不定你的罪，去吧。 从此不要再犯罪了。
Brothers and sisters, here's the only one who could have condemned her.
我们看见这里有只有一位可以定他罪的人。
Here is the righteous one.
才这里只有这一位是义的。
Here's the holy one.
只有这一位是圣洁的。
Here's the one who is sinless perfect.
只有这一位是没有犯罪是 完全的人,
and he said, neither do I condemn you.
他说,
Brothers and sisters, God is our defender.
弟兄姊妹们,
thank God for that.
我们感谢神,
that's tremendous.
这是非常伟大的,
every believer should know we are not our own defender.
所有的信徒都要知道，我们不需要为我们辩护什么。But
God is our defender.
是神来为我们辩护。We
like that woman are uncondemned.
我们像那个妇人一样，没有人定她的罪。And
we like that woman are unchargeable.
我们像那妇人一样，没有人可以定她罪的。I
like the way Wiest explained this.
我喜欢这一位弟兄所有的解释。
Listen to this very carefully. He said, and since justification resides in a person,
我们看到说，他说，因为称义是在一个人的身上,
the Lord Jesus, our righteousness,
主耶稣是我们的公义,
in whom we stand,
在他里面我们站立。
Listen to these words.
请你听这些话,
uncondemned and unchargeable. And listen to these words.
请你们听这些话,
as the Son Himself,
神儿子自己,
we are unchargeable like the Son Himself.
没有人能够定我们的罪，像没有人能定神儿子的罪一样。
It is impossible after having been justified.
所以呢, 当我们被称为义之后,
that we can again be accused and brought under condemnation.
再受控告,
and then that verse we mentioned a moment ago.
刚才我们读到的经文,
verse chapter 8:1. There is then now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书第8章第1节说, 如今那些在基督耶稣的里的就不被定罪了。
So when we read in our text, it is God who justifies.
我们在读今天的经文的时候，他说是神，有神称他们为义了。
This is the ruling of the heavenly court.
你知道这是天上的法庭所有的判决。
There's no other court that can overrule the heavenly court.
地上没有一个法庭呢，能够除掉天上法庭所做的判决。
It's the highest court. You know, even our judicial system is set up that way. We have local courts. We have state courts. We have federal courts that we see every day overruling state courts and lower courts.
我们有联邦法庭呢，把这个 地方法庭所有的判决否决了。
And then we have what's called the highest court in the land.
然后在美国有一个最高的法院。
Everybody knows the highest court in the land.
我们都知道这个美国的最高法院是什么。
It even has a special name.
它有一个特别的名称。
They call it the Supreme Court.
他们说是最高的法院。
And once that Supreme Court makes the ruling,
当这个最高的法院
That's it. No other court can overrule it.
没有一个其他的法庭呢可以否决这个法庭。
No other judge can take away from it.
没有一个法官呢可以把这个判决否定掉。
That's the end of the case.
这是一个案子的最终的情形。
Now think about this. This is the divine court.
弟兄姊妹想想看，这是天上最高的法庭。
This is the highest court.
这是一个宇宙中最高的法庭。
No one can ever overrule this ruling.
没有人能够否决这个法庭里所做的决定。
Not the enemy.
不论他是撒旦敌对我们的。
Not the world.
不是世界。
Not the flesh.
也不是我们的肉体。
It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns?
有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？
This presents us holy and unblameable and unimpeachable before God.
这个呢，是我们成为圣洁，没有玷污，并且是没有办法受控告的，在神面前。
That's what Colossians means.
这就是这个哥罗西书所有的意思。
Look at Colossians 1.
让我们读哥罗西书第一章
verse
22. 第二十二节。
Begin in verse
21. 从这个二十一节开始。
And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has it been reconciled in the body of his flesh through death.To present you holy and unblameable and irreproachable before it. That is before the throne.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，再把你们引到自己的面前。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是福音大好消息。
We are unimpeachable.
我们是无可责备的。
You know, that's a big thing.
这是一个很伟大的事。
There's some presidents I would like to think that should be impeached.
甚至我们的总统呢，我们可以都否弹劾他。
And I don't want to get into politics.
我不想用太多的这个政治上的。
But do you know there's only been two U.S. presidents that have been impeached in history?
你知道在美国的历史里面有两个总统呢是被弹劾的。弹劾。No, they are not agreeable. They don't agree to each other. 弹劾和弹劾。
You gotta be right. It's Andrew Johnson was the first to be impeached.
第一位被这个弹劾的总统是 Andrew Johnson.
And all he did was he dismissed his Secretary of War and he put in somebody else he wanted.
他所做的只是这一个，就是他把这个国防部长换了一个人。
But he did it without the approval of the Senate, and he has that awful legacy of being the first American president impeached.
但是他这样做呢，没有得到参议院的同意，所以呢，他就成了一个历史上很大的污点。他是第一个被弹劾的美国总统。
And then you all know the story about Bill Clinton.
因为第二位总统就是大家都很熟悉的克林顿。
Bill Clinton was only the second U.S. president impeached.
你知道这克林顿总统是第二位在美国历史上被弹劾的总统。
And it was for perjury and obstruction of justice.
他是因为他抵挡这个。
And everybody knows why.
抵挡这个法律的程序。
We don't have to go into those sordid details.
我们不需要特别的注意他的细节。
But this is the point. These were impeached. This awful, awful historical legacy.
我们知道这个总统被弹劾是在历史上一个非常大的一个污点。
And brothers and sisters, we as believers are unimpeachable.
你知道弟兄姊妹们，我们在基督里啊，是没有人可以弹劾我们的。
No accusation can be brought against us that will stand.
没有一个人能够控告我们，并且能够站立得住的。
This is the story.
这就是圣经里面要告诉我们的。
It is Christ who has died.
他说是基督已经死了。
This is our text.
是我们的经文里面告诉我们。
It is Christ who has died, but rather has also been raised up, who is at the right hand of God.
有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边。
This is the reason we can't be impeached.
这是为什么我们不能够被弹劾的原因。
It's a threefold reason we can't be impeached.
这个里面告诉我们我们不能够被弹劾，不能被控告的几个原因。
Christ died.
他告诉我们说，第一个是因为基督耶稣已经死了。
Christ was resurrected from the dead.
而且呢。 基督已经从死里复活了。And
Christ ascended to the throne.
而且告诉我们，现今在神的右边。He
died for you, and you died in him.
他为着你死，而且你也在他里面死了。He
was resurrected, and Ephesians tells us we were raised in him.
主耶稣从死里复活了，然后我们也在他里面得以复活，这是以弗所书告诉我们的真理。
He ascended to the throne of God, and the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 2:6, we ascended in Christ Jesus.
基督呢，现在升到天上，坐在神的右边。以弗所书第二章第六节告诉我们，我们在他里面也跟他一同升到天上，坐在神的宝座上。
Therefore, we are unimpeachable.
所以呢，我们是没办法被弹劾、被控告。
Who can bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的呢?
It is Christ who died.
基督已经死了。
But rather who has also been raised up.
而且呢, 从死里复活。
Who is at the right hand of God.
现在在神的右边。
Thank God this is the answer.
感谢神, 这是从天上来的答案。
God is our defender.
神是我们的辩护者。
Not only is he our defender, but there's a third point that's absolutely important.
不但是神是为我们辩护，并且还有第三点是非常重要的。
In this closing argument, we discover a tremendous thing.
在这个保罗所做的结论里面，我们发现非常奇妙的事。
We discovered not only is he our defender.
不但我们发现神。
Not only does he bring the answer to every accusation,
不但是神来回答，亲自回答所有控告,
but we begin to see in this word, he is our advocate.
在这里们，他也告诉我们，他是在旁边帮助我们的。
Listen to what it says in verse
834. 在34节里面，听他怎样说呢？
It says, who also intercedes for us.
也替我们祈求。Thank
God he died for us.
感谢神他为我们死了。Thank
God he was raised for us.
感谢神他为我们从死里复活了。Thank
God he ascended for us.
感谢神他为我们升到高天。But
brothers and sisters, there's one more tremendous thing.
这里面还有一件。 奇妙的是,
in his ascended position, he does something else for us.
在他升天的这个地位上，他在为我们做一件非常奇妙的事。
In his ascended position, he intercedes for us.
他在天上为我们祈求。
Listen to Hebrews 7, verse 25.
让我们那个读一下这个希伯来书第七章。
Verse 25. Whence also he is able to save completely those who approach by him to God. Listen to this. Always living to intercede for them.
他25节说,凡靠着他进到神面前的人,他都能拯救到底,因为他是长远活着,请听,他就说,因为他是长远活着,替他们祈求。
Listen to Isaiah 53.
请你们听那个以赛亚书第53章说的话。
This is the first occurrence of intercession, the word intercession in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面出现代求的第一个地方。
I mean, you all know what Isaiah 53 is about.
我们每个人都谁熟悉以赛亚书53章讲的是哪一个题目?
It's the terrible death of our Lord explained in graphic detail.
这是提到我们主耶稣他为我们的罪受死的非常非常深刻的描述在我们中间。
Stricken, smitten of God.
他被神击打,被神苦待了。
His visage marred more than any man.
他的面貌比别人更憔悴, 形容比世人都枯槁。
And listen to verse 12.
请你们听第12节怎么说呢?
This is the end of his great suffering.
在他所受的那样的痛苦的之后呢?
Therefore will I assign him a portion with the great. And he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and was reckoned with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的军分如晤，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死。 他却被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
So this is what we read about our advocate, the Lord Jesus.
这是我们所读到的有关主耶稣基督在我们的旁边帮助我们。
His whole death is explained with his ending.
他整个的受死呢，在这里给我们一个结局。
The first occurrence of intercession in the Word of God.
这里是 在圣经里面提到代求的第一个地方,
that he will intercede for the transgressors.
他是为罪犯代求。
And when the unknown writer of Hebrews wrote his explanation of the Lord's daily service in the heavens, what did he say?
当希伯来作者呢来告诉我们主耶稣升天在天上以后他所做每一天所做的事他怎么样说呢?
He said what he was doing beside the majesty on high was this one thing.
他说到我们的主升到天上坐在神右边,他所做的每一天是哪件事呢?
He was always living to intercede for us.
他是长远活着替我们祈求。
Isn't that good news?
这难道不是大好消息吗?
Don't you think that's good news?
你不觉得这是一个好消息吗?
That's the closing argument.
这就是神在我们这里所为我们做的结论。
So we have an advocate in heaven who is God himself living to intercede for us.
我们在神面前有一位帮助我们的,在神面前为我们代求。
And if that weren't good enough news, we have another advocate that intercedes for us.
你知道吗? 这如果不是一个好消息的, 我们还有一位保惠师。
Look at Romans 8:26 and 27.
我们在罗马书第八章的时候, 请你看第26节28节。
And in like manner, the Spirit joins also its help to our weakness.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
For we do not know what we should pray for is fitting. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions with groanings which cannot be uttered.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But he who searches the hearts and knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for saints according to God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思， 因为圣灵照着神的意思替圣徒祈求。
Brothers and sisters, not only do we have an advocate in heaven, the Lord Jesus himself interceding for us,
不但是我们在天上有主耶稣为我们祈求,
but when he last talked to his disciples, he said this,
当主耶稣最后跟他门徒谈话的时候,他提到这一点,
In those last words with those ones he loved, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter.
他对他所爱的门徒所说的最后一段话,他说,我要差遣另外一位保惠师来到你们中间。
It's actually a legal term.
这其实是一个法律里面用的一个词。
I'm going to send you a paraclete.
我要送给你们,站在你们旁边为你们辩护的。It's
an advocate.
这就是圣经里面所说的保惠师。And
not only is he going to be with you, but he's going to be in you.
他不但是与你们同在,并且他要在你们里面。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if we can take this in. But this is the grace of God. Can you imagine a full-time advocate living in us?
你们知道这个有一位全时间的辩护师住在我们里面吗?
It would be enough if it were an angel.
如果光是一位天使吧，就已经非常了不起了。
But the glory of the Christian life is God the Holy Spirit comes and takes residence in us, in our spirit.
做基督徒的荣耀在于这位圣灵，这位神自己呢，在我们的里面。
And he knows our weaknesses.
并且他体恤我们的软弱。
And he knows we don't know how to pray as we ought.
他知道我们不晓得当如何祷告。And
he intercedes for the saints according to God.
他为着我们祈求，照着神的旨意为我们祈求。I
hope you can take this in.
我们盼望你能够了解这些。This
is tremendous to me.
你能够领会这些，这是非常了不起的事。
Not only the Lord Jesus, the enthroned Christ is our advocate.
我们不但只有基督在神的宝座上做我们的帮助,
but we have this full-time advocate living in us, conforming us to His image, teaching us what He taught us.
我们有这位圣灵做我们全时间和我们同在，在我们里面 帮助我们磨成神儿子的形象。
This is the glory of the closing argument.
你知道这是保罗为福音所做的总结的一个非常伟大的地方。
What grace has been poured out on us?
我们知道神对我们的恩典是何等大。
Not only is God for us,
不但是神帮助我们,
but God defends us.
他并且为我们辩护。
Not only is this God who is for us, every day,
不但这位神呢每天帮助我们,
but He defends us every day.
他而且每一天呢为我们辩护。
He defends us against every accusation.
他回答那些控告我们的所有的罪状。
The most vile,
最可恶的,
the most real,
最真实的。
He defends us from heaven beside the Father.
他在神的宝座上为我们辩护。
And we can always approach the mercy seat.
我们永远可以直接来到神施恩的宝座。
Hebrews says we can come to the throne of grace.
希伯来书告诉我们说，我们可以来到施恩的宝座前。
We can approach this mercy seat.
我们能够来到施恩的宝座前。
We can receive grace and find mercy. We can receive mercy and find grace in the time of need.
我们在这圣恩宝座前能够蒙连续的帮助得恩典。
And we can approach, it says, this throne of grace boldly.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们能够坦然无惧的来到圣恩的宝座前。
Because He is our defender.
因为他是为我们做辩护的。
Do we believe this?
我们真正相信这一点吗?
Have we really taken this in, what God has done for those He loves?
我们对于神为他爱的人所爱的人所做的这一切，我们真正能够相信了解吗？
It would be enough if we were just saved and waiting for heaven.
我们觉得说，哎呀，我们得了救，有一天我们要上天堂就已经够了。
Some believe that's all the Christian life is.
有些人是真正这样觉得，基督徒的生活就是这些。
But how much more He did.
但是神为我们所做的是何等的多。
Paul could hardly contain himself.
保罗呢，没有办法控制他自己。And
this is the last point he wanted to make.
这是他所要说的最后一点，他想要告诉我们的。God
is for us.
神帮助我们的。Do
you believe it?
你相信吗?
God is not only for us.
神不但是帮助我们。God
is our defender.
他是为我们辩护的。Do
you believe it?
你相信吗?
Do we believe God's word?
你相信神的话吗?
Remember what I said last evening.
你记得昨天晚上我说的话。
The whole point of the closing argument in the court case is to persuade us.
你知道在这个法庭里面，当律师说结论的时候，他乃是为了说服我们而做结论。
That's why it ends with these words, I am persuaded.
所以呢，保罗在这里就说，因为我深信。
Are we persuaded?
我们能够深信吗?
May the Lord help us.
但愿主能帮助我们。
This is His word. 这些是神的话, shall we pray? Lord, we commit to you these thoughts.
父啊,我们把这些思想,
we know, Lord, we have difficulty even expressing these deep things that you've done for us.
父啊,你知道我们当要想要解释这些你为我们所做的那个深切的事物的时候,
how tremendous they are.
我们所遇到的难处,
that you would love us so.
你爱我们那样的深,
Lord, it's hard to even take in.
我们实在是难以明了,
but we thank you, it's your word.
我们感谢神, 因为这些是你自己的话语,
and we take your word.
我们能够, 来相信, 接受你的话,
and we embrace your word.
我们来, 来接受你的话,
and we believe your word.
我们能相信, 信入你的话,
and we thank God that you're not only for us.
我们感谢你, 不但你来帮助我们,
but we thank God you are our defender.
我们感谢你, 因为你也是我们的辩护师,
and we thank God we're unimpeachable in Christ Jesus.
我们在感谢神, 因为我们在基督耶稣里是没办法受控告的,
and we thank God that you sit by the throne of the majesty on high.
我们感谢神, 因为你坐在神右边荣耀的位置上,
and you ever live to intercede for us.
你长远活着,
and we thank God that you've given your Holy Spirit to live in us.
我们感谢神,
to conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus. Our daily advocate. Lord, if these words weren't written in the book, they would be too good to be true.
若不是写在你的圣经里, 这些话是, 实在是不可思议的,
thank God they're written in the book.
感谢神你把它写在你的圣言里,
and we say, Lord, we believe.
我们说, 当我们相信的越多的时候,
and like that man said, help our unbelief.
我们能够像那个, 做爸爸的说, 求你帮助我们的不信,
in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。